Hi, Felix.
Jasmine, we're starting the show with music, and I want to know who this is right now.
This is Cosmo from Argentina, and this is the song Tropical.
I think we should say, from NPR Music, this is Alt Latino.
Right,
I'm Felix.
This is Alt Latino. I totally forgot. I'm Jasmine Garz.
And I'm Felix Contreras, and this is Cosmo.
Bit of a theme to this week's show. We have a lot of music about the ocean and about sailing and letting go and being on the beach.
And a folkloric tilt.
Yeah.
And a lot of this stuff.
Very happy, serene music we're listening to.
Yeah, nice music to start the summer off with. Okay, tell us about this band.
Cosmo was born in 2010. This album was recorded in 2011. It's called Cosmo, like the band. And they composed the songs as if they were making a soundtrack to a film. And as you noticed, it's very indie folk. The frontman for this band is Pablo De Caro, and he is formerly of another Argentine band that we've played. We played Mata Plantas at the very beginning of Alt Latino. I just love this band. I love the vibe. And it feels like a great day at the beach.
Escúchame bien, amor. Yo te lo suplico. Recuérdame siempre así.
Okay, so I want to ask you, occasionally I'll get asked by listeners, either an email or people who, you know, I meet along the way, like, how do we find our music? So let's use this band as an example.
Sure.
How did you find this guy?
I was reading Rolling Stone Argentina. And I just saw that they reviewed this band, and I got curious, and I listened, and I loved it. But sometimes, you know, I spend a lot of time skimming the web. Today we also have a song that I discovered from a Puerto Rican band from a website called Amo Descubrir Canciones. There's a lot of great homemade Latin music websites that are worth checking out. We like to drop in those names because we really appreciate people that are doing like this grassroots musical
right.
effort. And that's a great website, amodescubrircanciones.net. I have to say, another theme of this week's show is we're very much in the River Plate area.
Oh.
I'm taking us back home.
Very good. Very
and
nice.
Next up we have... Well, we each picked a different song from this new album that we love. We usually don't do that. We usually only play one song by one artist. We don't want to get too heavy on one artist, but we both love this guy, Campo, and his new album. It's self-titled, right? It's called Campo.
Correct.
Why don't we start off with the song Cumbio?
Birds and the bees, I can find them in my sleep on the back.
is Uruguayan producer Juan Campodónico, and you can find him on this album with another super producer from Argentina, Gustavo Santaolalla. And people know Gustavo Santaolalla. God, I mean, it's impossible not to have listened to something he produced. He produced the soundtrack to Brokeback Mountain.
He did a lot of the early rock and Espanol stuff, all the Mexican bands, all the Argentine. He's prolific. He's a major dude.
And so they're together on a collective of artists from the River Plate area called Bajo Fondo. It's basically about 8 musicians from Argentina and Uruguay. They used to be called Bajo Fondo Tango Club because they did a lot of like mixing tango with electronica, but they changed their style. So they don't call themselves Bajo Fondo Tango Club anymore. They're Bajo Fondo. This album features a lot of the Bajo Fondo guys. It's Juan Campodónico, who also goes by Campo.
Correct.
And his whole thing is recontextualizing South American sounds. And when I listen to that, I totally get what he's trying to do, because it's a very gritty cumbia beat, but like the vocals to me, I don't know, I almost hear like Nine Inch Nails, like Trent Reznor or something. Like it's very dark,
right,
you know?
Right.
I also think it's great that he's singing in English over a cumbia. A lot of times you get people, Americans, who are doing cumbia, they're discovering cumbia bands, and they're singing in Spanish. But it's a very interesting fusion to be singing in English in that goth type of vocal.
Something's in my mind.
This is one of the few times where we'll both have a track from a new record, because we were both knocked out by this record. So this is a track that I brought in. It's called
Zorzal. You brought in Zorzal.
That's right.
Right?
Yes.
Which is a bird.
Interestingly, I brought a laid-back song, and you brought the more dance-oriented song.
Surprise,
yeah, surprise. I loved all the textures. I love the guitar playing. I love all the instrumentation, and I love the sounds of nature that they mixed in. This track really just laid me out. And there are a lot of layers, a lot of sounds, a lot of experimentation. A great, great new record.
Have you always been that relaxed?
My wife would argue against it, but I think so. I mean, you know, I mean, I've listened to my share of up stuff, you know.
Hey, you brought Magabo. He's a DJ from Brazil, and we've played him on the show before, but you brought a new song. It's called Sororo.
He's got a brand new record out. It's really good. And this is a track called Sororo. Has got a little something for everybody. A lot of percussion for me.
Well, a lot of like traditional Brazilian percussion.
Oh, this is the whole album is full of traditional percussion.
So Magabo is a DJ living in Brazil, but is he Brazilian?
He's not. He's born in the United States.
Right, that's what I thought.
And he's been living in Rio since 1999. And he's collaborated with a bunch of Brazilian musicians, some Bollywood people. He's done a lot of genre busting, kind of bending the corners and making it all sound good, including artists like Luisa Maita from Brazil.
Oh, cool.
So,
we love
her. The album is a mixture of what you're hearing, just like heavy, heavy traditional percussion and beyond the familiar styles. And then mixed in with electronica, mixed in with electric instruments, and just his own take on things. Again, just really a very insightful exploration of that music.
Quando a semente enraizou, raizou, raizou, a terra ficou contente, a chuva no céu chorou. A semente enraizou, raizou, raizou, a terra ficou contente, a chuva no céu chorou. Chorou, 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 chorou.
You know, the name of the album, Quilombo de Futuro, is very powerful. The concept, quilombo, is a very powerful concept. A quilombo, which is from the Kimbundu word quilombo, is a Brazilian settlement founded by escaped slaves and marginalized Portuguese, indigenous people, sometimes Jewish people, Arabs. And it's a concept that is very prevalent in Brazilian culture because it comes to mean that mixture that comes from repression and colonization.
Sure.
In the River Plate area, the word quilombo is used in a not very pleasant way. I mean, it's used to describe a mess, like a hot mess, or a brothel. They say that, you know, oppression is present in language, in everyday language.
Sure.
And what I used to use the word quilombo to describe a mess.
Really?
I didn't know what it meant.
Wow.
I had no idea. And then one day I used it, and a friend of mine said, don't use that word.
Huh.
Because that means a runaway slave settlement. And that's very rude. And I didn't know. I mean, because
sure.
We carry stigma and shame in our language without knowing it.
Sure.
And I later found out that my great-grandmother, when she came from the Ukraine, she would say that she started off working as a cook in a quilombo in the River Plate area, meaning in a brothel. It's an essential concept, and it's a very powerful word that can be used positively or negatively.
Quilombo do Futuro.
So the Quilombo of the Future. Let's move over to Puerto Rico, and this is definitely kind of that ocean theme I was talking about. This is the song La Almeja a Coco. How do you say almeja? Clam?
Yeah.
That's a clam.
Sort of.
By Los Petardos. How do you say petardo? Petardos?
Sometimes, petard? Sometimes you just don't have to translate.
No, there's a word for petardos.
I don't know what that is.
Petardo is like a...
Let me look it up.
No, can it be petard?
I don't know what that is.
I think I'm just making it up then. Sometimes I just make stuff up.
Let's just listen to the music while we
and
look this
up. And I'll look it up, yeah.
Okay.
Maybe it's like a firecracker. It's a firecracker, like a small explosive. Oh, and it is a petard.
I didn't even
know
what a
petard. You can say petard, yeah.
Las pestañas se acercan y se tocan con olvido.
Digging the twangy guitar.
Oh, I love that.
Reminds me of the Los Twangers that I played from Mexico City a few weeks ago.
And this is a band from a little town in Puerto Rico called Moca. I love that their MySpace and Facebook is rock and roll con gandules.
What is gandules?
Gandules are pigeon peas. And the traditional dish in a lot of Caribbean nations is arroz con gandules, huh. Rice with pigeon peas. But they call it R&R con gandules, rock and roll con gandules. I just feel like this is a song about being so sad that it's time to let go. The lyrics say, nada que pensar, nada que sentir, solo una almeja. Ya estoy cansado de estar aterrado, mirando el abismo. Nothing to think about, nothing to feel. I'm just a clam. I'm so tired of being scared, watching the abyss. There is a sadness inside of me.
Nada que pensar.
The guitar rhythm, the way the guitar sounds, and the chord structure, it's driving the song. And that sound, that surf twangy guitar sound, to me it stands out. It's deep in the mix. It's subtle, but it guides the whole song.
Thank you.
Okay, since we're talking about that twangy guitar, I got something here I want to play for you. This is called Cumbiaje from a band called La Chiva Cantiva. And it's an interesting mix of Dutch and Colombian bands.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, check it out and then we'll talk about it. The album's called Pelao, and they're a group of Colombian musicians who moved to Brussels. And in order to kind of stay together, they formed a group, and then they started collaborating with other musicians, mixing all kinds of different styles. And they were discovered and produced by Richard Blair, who's an English producer based in Colombia now. He's the one who did Sidestepper and all some of those other groundbreaking bands. And they have a new CD out called Pelao. And the rest of the tracks can almost sound klezmer and very traditional with lots of fast finger-picking styles. I chose this one because it's more laid back, because it's so different from the rest of the album. But it really stood out to me because of that guitar sound and just the way they did things again. Mixing Colombian styles, mixing some rock and roll styles, mixing some ethnic styles from Europe, some Eastern European, some Western European styles, all these different things. It has, a strong klezmer feel, but I think it's just incidental. It's a very, very good record.
This is awesome.
Les premières, c'était un type qui étudiait la philo. La philo, la science po, alors la philo, je sais pas. Il m'a saoulé toute la soirée avec le Che. Et Allende, évidemment. Il voulait combattre l'injustice sociale, changer le monde par voie orale. En discutant sans lassitude, le coup d'état de Cuba, la situation de favela. C'était un DJ d'une île enflammée qui incendiait la soirée à coups de basse, à coups de son. Et il passait plein de reggaeton. Un vrai tombeur, un séducteur, reconnaissable à l'odeur de l'or du blanc et des paillettes. Sa chemise ouverte, sans son alerte. Sans son alerte.
So I think it's only appropriate that we end this week's show on the beach, on the ocean.
Mm.
And this is Maria Bethania, Caetano Veloso's legendary sister. Dude, she has had like 30 albums. She's so prolific. I adore her. And this is from her new album, the 2012 release Oasis de Bethania. There's poetry that you read, and then there's poetry that you have to stop and read and then think about for a while and not do anything else.
Right.
It soaks into your bone. And I also love it because it's very berimbau heavy. The berimbau is this typical Brazilian string instrument.
So one string attached to a gourd that's like sticking up on a big bamboo pole, and you hit it with a washer, basically, and a stick.
It's very eerie, very simple. And this is the song, No Sé Cuántas Almas Tengo. Again, I always apologize for my Portuguese.
Better than
it's
mine.
It's called I Don't Know How Many Souls I Have. And before we delve into this, I just want to read some of the lyrics.
Okay.
He who wants to sail the seas without passing through tempest, better stay on the sand. My God, don't free me from that, from the risk of sadness, from the love made of it, from the feats of beauty, always on the edge of the abyss. I don't know how many souls I have. Every minute changes. I am continually astonished. From so much being, I only have a soul.
Melancolia que devora o tempo espicha, o segundo vira hora, recalmaria, faz a mala e vá-se embora. Quem quer singrar os mares sem passar por tempestades, é melhor fincar na areia o barco à vela à vontade. Quem teme a escuridão nem carece ver o brilho passeando no arco da amplidão. Recalmaria, vento vem e leva embora. Meu Deus, não me livre disso, não me livre disso, não me livre disso, desse risco de tristeza, desse amor feito por isco, desse rasgo de beleza e sempre a beira do abismo.
I hate to interrupt us, but we do have to let our listeners know that you can hear all of these tracks in their entirety on our website at npr.org/altlatino, where you can also hear this music on our new 24/7 stream.
Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. I'm Jasmine Garst.
And I'm Felix Contreras in a very mellow alt Latino.
Happy sailing.
Não sei quantas almas tenho, cada momento mudei, continuamente me estranho, nunca me vi nem olhei, de tanto ser, só tenho alma. Às vezes, sou o Deus que trago em mim. E então eu sou o Deus, e o crente, e a prece, e a imagem de marfim em que esse Deus se esquece. Às vezes não sou mais que um ateu. O mundo rui ao meu redor. Os meus sentidos oscilam, bandeira rota ao vento. Busca um porto longe, uma nau desconhecida. E esse é todo o sentido da minha vida.